We head to the Stanley Fencing and Gates hotline for a Tennessee football practice report. It's brought to you by Pools by Heritage as we get to say hello to Eric Kane. What's up, Eric?
Hey, guys, doing well. Just got back from practice number 13 of Tennessee in the spring session. It was a full padded practice out on the Haslam practice field and taking roll call, checking the health of the players who were out there. Some of the guys out of their black non-contact jerseys and looked to be more involved. That was Christian Charles, Kenneth George Jr., and Warren Morrell. Some defensive backs seemed to be doing a little bit more. Wide receiver Jalen Hyatt was again in full pads. He was going through routes on air. He didn't look like he was 100%, but he looked like he was getting close to it. A defensive end, outside linebacker Byron Young was fully dressed, but he was off to the side. He wasn't taking part in individual drills when the media was present. He had his right ankle taped up pretty good. Guys who stretched and then went inside following team stretches, Cade Mays, Roman Harrison, Riley Locklear, Latrell Bumpus, and Walker Morrell and Elijah Simmons continue to battle some minor injuries. They didn't practice today. But as far as practice was concerned, the quarterbacks were working on reading the defensive end and the end man on the line of scrimmage while an individual working with the read option with the running backs. When going against routes on air, the quarterback order was Brian Maurer, Harrison Bailey, and then Hendon Hooker today. Again, all three of those quarterbacks taking parts and switching between the groups. I thought Hooker had probably the better day of the three quarterbacks while we were out there. He looked sharp throwing the football. Then I'd say Maurer was probably second, and then Bailey was third. But, you know, Bailey, the last couple of times we've been out there, has looked pretty good. But I'd say he was about the third best today when we were out there. And as far as the defense, continue to work on turnover circuits and trying to punch the football out and recover loose footballs in creating turnovers. So we're going to meet with linebackers coach Brian G. Mary. That's coming up today or here in just about 20 minutes as Tennessee tries to finish strong this week in preparation for the Orange and White game that's set to take place Saturday at Neyland Stadium.
Eric, what are your thoughts on Joe Milton, quarterback, transferring to Tennessee?
Yeah, I think it's one of those deals where the coaching staff came in, saw what they had, saw what they were inheriting, and wanted to create some more competition, wanted to make sure that they could find their guy. And so looking at the transfer portal and saw a guy in Joe Milton that got his chance last year after being in the program for a couple of years, kind of a unique offseason with no spring and no fall camp. And Joe Milton's a guy that can make the throws, he can run, he's great in the dual threats, he's a big guy. His tape looks good for about three of the four games that he started, and then about midway through that fourth game and this fifth game, he kind of starts to tail off a little bit. So I think consistency is an issue for Joe Milton, but certainly a guy that has a whole lot of potential in terms of skill set. He might be, when he sets foot on campus, one of the better guys in terms of skill set. But nonetheless, I think he's going to have an opportunity in fall camp to try to go out and win a job, but certainly he'll be behind the eight ball because there are three quarterbacks here right now who are practicing and who are in front of those coaches every single day.
Got about 30 seconds left. Josh Heupel has complimented the defense. He did so on Saturday. How do you think that group has progressed?
Yeah, I think it's getting better and better. It's not there yet, of course. Of course, there's some depth issues at linebacker and in the defensive backfield. But in terms of terminology, Josh Heupel said that they're teaching these groups, especially the defensive line, a little bit differently than what they've been used to. So I do think it's a work in progress. I think it's getting better, and it was good that Josh Heupel had some good things to say on that group compared to what we saw the last Saturday. But I do think it's a work in progress.
Any other news or notes?
That'll do it here for today. Again, Brian Gene Mary, linebacker coach, coming up here in just a few moments. We'll have audio and video of that up on our website later on tonight. And, of course, this UT football practice report brought to you by Pools by Heritage. Beat the spring rush. Get your pool started now from design to construction to maintenance. One call can do it all. Call Pools by Heritage at 947-7527.
Eric, we sure do appreciate it. Thank you very much. Have a great night, a fantastic show in the morning, and we'll catch up with you again later in the week.
Thank you, guys.
Sure do appreciate it. And that is a Tennessee football practice report.